Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Help the team, you know, get to the big dance. Nice win the Super Bowl. That's taking my game to the next level. You know, being available for my team each week. Ain't no just playing 14 games. I got to play all 17. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's going to help us, you know, reach that big goal. You know, get in the playoffs and then do what we do.
Dalvin Cook talking about playing 17 games of American professional football this year. Bold take.
We'll have to see.
Maybe somebody can maybe fire up a Dalvin Cook prediction and write that down.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is the most transparent and accountable segment in all of sports talk. It's Mackie, it's Judd, it's our executive producer Declan, and Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment in podcast form on our YouTube channel, on Score North Radio in the Twin Cities, all of it presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. Guys, are you ready? Are you ready for, we've got mini camp on the horizon. We've got training camp in like a month and a half. You can actually smell the football season on the horizon here, football. Boys.
Does it smell like pigskin? It smells like pigskin to me and sweaty helmets.
It smells like sweaty helmets? Yeah, I think it smells...
You know that inside of the helmet that gets all sweaty? Yeah, I can smell that.
It's a masochistic feeling here. If you are a Vikings fan, and whether you discovered us last week or whether you've been listening to Mackie and Judd for 7 years, we are your therapists, because most of these seasons, all of these seasons, end in some sort of tragic storytelling way. So here's what we do on Wednesdays. We make predictions and hold each other accountable. We bring in guest listener predictors as well. We have a bonus episode, speaking of guest listeners, Realistic Randy, who has his own YouTube channel. He's an OG Vikings Ventline caller going back to like 2013. Realistic Randy really cut his teeth just ranting at you and I after Vikings games on 1500 ESPN back in the day. Now he's got this YouTube channel. And so Randy jumped on Purple Daily for a bonus episode. You can find that in our feeds. But boys, let's get right into it here. Let's get to our football-related predictions, three of them each week from everybody. That's how it works. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And if you guys want to be part of the show, if you want to participate in Write That Down or on Declan's Sunday Vent Lines, you can now send us a message through the Score North app. It's free to download. There's a feedback tab right on the homepage. You can send us a message, and we will get you scheduled for Write That Down. Are you boys ready for a little accountability? Some things came off the board this week.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. I'm excited.
I was going to say, surprised by that.
Yes, they did.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Things came off the board. The accountability session presented by our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. They've been helping business owners with risk management tools and peace of mind going back to the early 1900s. A lot of smart people, a lot of fellow Minnesota sports fans and masochists in that group. Just a lot of good people. So find out more information about the industries they protect and how they can protect your business and give you peace of mind at federatedinsurance.com. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. We'll start with Judd. You said Julio Jones will be traded to the Patriots.
Yeah, the Titans swooped in, took him away from the Patriots, possibly San Fran. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
How much does this move elevate the Titans into a more relevant category for you?
It actually depends on what they do offensively now with this, because they've sort of been the Vikings AFC, right?
Yeah.
Like, they've got a dominant running back. Tannehill's been really good, and they'll throw the football, but it's also like, you know, Henry's going to get the touches. So this elevates it to me if the new OC, Eden Prairie native Todd Downing, is their new OC.
Yeah.
If they now morph the offense like they probably should, it could be a big change. And I don't know. So are we still waiting for the day that Tannehill sort of comes back to earth here, or is he just damn good?
I think he's just a good, I don't think he's in the, you know, the Aaron Rodgers category, but I think he's definitely in another category than he was with the Dolphins.
He's a top 10 quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
He's been a top 10 guy. So
yeah. Helps to have. I think they've got such a great force in Derrick Henry, and much in the same way that Dalvin Cook and play action really elevate the best part of Kirk Cousins' game, I think Derrick Henry and the offensive line and everything they have schematically puts Ryan Tannehill just in the best spots for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my take on it. All right. I think we can probably take this one off the board now. I had a four quarterback parlay offseason situation that had Jimmy G going to the Patriots, Deshaun Watson to the Bears, Kirk to the Niners, and Teddy to the Vikings.
Yeah, that was going to fall apart with Teddy to the Vikings for sure.
Probably just going to take
that. And Deshaun's going to what? Stay put now, face the allegations and not play for Houston? Like that's gotten pushed aside, right?
That whole thing is weird. So like the whole thing's weird. Is he just not going to play?
But he's not at the camps. But I mean, it's being talked about, but it's not being. I think we have to find out where the accusations against him are going first, right?
Yeah.
Like, are there going to be more suits filed or what? So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, and also like
it was a big talk.
Can he almost has to go back and play for Houston before he would get traded somewhere else, right? Like, is there any way that this thing would all just blow over?
That's what I'm wondering.
However, and then he would just get traded. Like, is it going to blow over by August? I don't know.
And it's right now, the Texans starting quarterback is Tyrod Taylor.
You know what? There are plenty of worse options than Tyrod Taylor. You can win a couple games here and there with Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, you just said it.
He's not Deshaun Watson, but he's better than some of the backups the Vikings have
Blake
had
Bortles?
Over the years. Listeners had nothing come off the board, but I will put a featured prediction that's still on the board on here. Tony has said at some point in the 2021 season, there will be a credible report that Kirk Cousins is leading the MVP race. I can still see this happening. He's got weapons. Offensive line should be better. Dalvin Cook is going to help him in the play action game, just like he did last year. So I could, if they get off to a hot start, and they're like 6-2 or something, you know?
Yes.
And he's putting up big numbers. I could see this article coming up in like October. What about you guys?
Absolutely. But what you just said, Phil, is the absolute most important thing is a hot start. Like the last 2 years, Kirk has struggled. And then the talk is he going to be booed at home? Could he possibly be benched? You know, what's going to happen? And then Kirk, inevitably being Kirk, rallies and comes back. We're all like, oh my God, look at what Kirk is doing now. So for this to come true, and it's imperative that this finally takes place, right? For this to come true, what you need is for Kirk to have a really good September.
Yeah, it's just been fleeting. The Septembers have not been good with Kirk and the Vikings.
You're being kind.
Declan, you had one thing come off the board. You said the Vikings will announce a free agent signing of a player with at least 3 years of NFL experience between now and next week's. Write that down, and you are correct. Bashaud Breeland. There might have been a couple, actually.
Yeah, a solid completion of 10 to 15 yards. Nothing more, nothing less, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going 10.
I'm not saying it's a touchdown. I'm just saying it's a nice
I'm going 10. I'm not giving you 15.
Oh, I'm giving 10. Okay, that's fine. It's a little 10-yard, 3rd and 8. Yep. I got it.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you checked it down, and the guy got a couple of
I wouldn't know if it's checked down. Yeah.
That's another Vikings Gophers first down.
I love you two. Check down Charlie is just quibbling over whether it's a
check. Oh,
yeah.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys are both check down Charlies. Look at you.
I'm a check down Charlie.
Here's the stats on the season. Judd leading 38% no touchdowns. Declan 32% no touchdowns. Again, no touchdowns for either one of you guys.
Bring it on.
Yeah, Chad Pennington.
Listeners, 27% one touchdown.
Noodle arm. That's me.
And I've got 26% completions, but five touchdown passes on the season.
Joe Willie Namath. Congratulations. You also throwing 18 picks.
Yeah, good job, Jameis.
Jameis, listen, I'm all about eating those W's.
Oh, God. Gross.
And throwing those touchdown passes.
God, never again.
Eating the W's might be one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
It is pretty good.
How do you do that?
Let's get John in here. John is our guest listener predictor on Write That Down this week. John, what's going on with you, man? Are you ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready, man. Been waiting.
All right, are we going to call you a check down Charlie, or are you going to drop back and take some risks? Like I'm the only one that apparently takes risks on this segment, so you going to join me?
I got one check down and maybe hopefully a touchdown at the end.
All right. Let's do it.
Write that down.
We got John in here. John, how long have you been a Vikings fan?
Since I was born. I'll be 32 in October, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the 98 season was one of your early memories, probably.
I cried. Yeah, dude, literally. I was so mad. I ripped off my jersey and I, you know, said a couple of things that I wasn't supposed to at a 9-year-old's age.
Nice. Nice. You worked in an F-bomb?
Yeah.
Nine?
A couple of them.
Did mom get mad? Mom or dad get mad?
Grandma and grandpa got mad. My grandpa was one who introduced me to the Vikings and been downhill since then.
It really has. But we keep coming back every season, and in our case, every day here on Purple Daily.
Year.
So, all right, let's start out. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room three times. We'll start with John, over to Judd, Declan, and then back to me, Phil. They must be quantifiable, and they must have something to do with football, even if it's just sort of loosely. So, John, start us off.
All right, all my takes are Viking takes. So, the first one, Danielle Hunter will get a new contract by week one. He will start week one and will have at least one sack.
Ooh, a little parlay. If that happens, it's a touchdown. Yeah, I think almost any three-item parlay is going to be a touchdown here. So there it is. All right.
Write that down.
John's first prediction. Over to Judd.
I will give you a Packer write-that-down prediction. Jordan Love will finish among the top five in the NFL in interceptions thrown in 2021. Jordan Love will be top five in picks this coming season.
Did you guys see there is some reports coming out of Packers minicamp yesterday? And so Jordan Love was running a two-minute drill at one point. And I think he ran a couple different two-minute drills, barely made it past the 50-yard line, and at one point sailed a pass over a wide-open receiver's head. I mean, and then Devonta Adams is literally just crying out. Devonta Adams is dropping F-bombs on Zoom call saying, I will die on a hill for Aaron Rodgers. I've got his back all the way. Bakhtiari, the other, you know, there's a couple key veterans, and all the reporters are like, what do you guys think of Rodgers? And Devonta Adams is like, ride or die all the way. I got his back. And Bakhtiari was like, I don't want to jump into this. I'm going to stay out of this. So
he won't be back.
Left tackle, yeah.
I agree,
come on, say what you think.
Write that down.
It's too bad. They are about to enter quarterback purgatory for 10 years. They're going to experience what the Bears, what the Vikings have experienced for a long time.
They deserve it.
They do.
Yeah.
Nobody gets what they've gotten since 1992.
I believe it was Peter Schrags who was on Good Morning Football this morning. He says, I feel for Packer fans. They went through this with Favre 15 years ago. To go through another offseason of whether he will be here or not with their star quarterback is simply unconceivable. Oh my God.
It's like going to a steakhouse and being like, oh, they might be out of filet mignon. Oh my God. What are we going to do? Oh, I have to eat that calamari now.
But they brought this one on themselves. This is self-induced. Correct. You drafted a quarterback in the first round who you might now not like that much without telling the incumbent. I mean, the Vikings drafted a quarterback in the third round and told Kirk Cousins. Think about that for a second.
It's not that hard. Not that hard to communicate.
Pick up the phone and say, we're considering doing this.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, back to Declan here, your first prediction.
All right, my first prediction, Judd wrote this yesterday at scorenorth.com. Right now the Vikings have 11 cornerbacks, right, Judd? 11 cornerbacks on their roster.
With the guy they signed,
So I'm going to say the Vikings will have 7 cornerbacks. I'm going to be specific. 7 cornerbacks on the 53-player active roster in week one. Okay. They're going to have
seven.
I'm being specific.
Okay, that's a home. I think that's a touchdown if it happens. Exactly.
Yeah, if you're going to pinpoint 7.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be around 6, 7, or 8, but if you're pinpointing 7, we'll give you that.
But he's not saying 6 or more, which would to me not be a touchdown.
Correct.
What if it's 11 and he just doesn't have any special team? Like, he doesn't have a punter or a kicker or a holder?
The way he wants it.
You think he wouldn't be happy about that? Zim would love that.
Yeah, we're not going to kick at all this season,
guys. Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, write this down. Danielle Hunter will not participate in day one of mandatory minicamp, and it will not be injury related. Because I think one thing we don't know, there's still a chance that he could just be like in the latter stages of rehabbing from the neck surgery. We don't know, right? There's been barely a whisper about
any update. I think that would have leaked out, though. If it was injury related, I think that they would get that out there.
So in theory, though, Phil could lose this point if on day one of minicamp they put the absences, or if he's on the injury report, then that means this prediction would not come
But there
through,
won't be.
Correct.
Right, but they would have to say it because they're not required to report that stuff.
Oh, okay.
So got it. Phil's almost certainly going to get this check down Charlie point.
Well, listen, you can still score touchdowns on screen passes sometimes.
Yes,
so Danielle Hunter will
not
participate.
Yeah, I know, but you've been casting a lot of stones at the Dex and Judd house.
Yeah,
okay?
I've got five touchdowns. Until you guys get one, you can't throw any stones in those.
Peyton had a great career with the Jets and Dolphins. You know,
Come on. Everybody said, oh, Peyton Manning as a Bronco was great. He won a Super Bowl. I'm the one that told him to retire because it was a joke.
Peyton Manning's last year, like, physically could not throw a ball in the air beyond
Manning.
4 yards.
Brock Osweiler replaced him.
That's bad.
All right, we're back to John. Your second prediction, sir.
Right this way. Right.
My second prediction, I'm going with Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson will have a combined at least 2,000 yards by the end of the 2021 season and at least 16 touchdowns.
Ooh.
That's cool. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I think
that should be accurate, by the way.
Yeah, if they stay healthy, and especially with the extra game, if they stay healthy, I would expect those things to come true. I think the yardage is going to be the easier bar there. I mean, Thielen had 14 touchdowns last year, just sniping those red zone touchdowns. All right, Judd, your second prediction.
Okay, my second prediction. Everson Griffin will weigh in on Twitter about Danielle Hunter's situation before the season starts. So we're going to get a tweet from Ev weighing in. So I'm not predicting what it's going to say, but it will involve Danielle Hunter's contractual situation, since we're almost certain that Ev is among the former teammates alluded to who have been in Danielle's ear about his contract.
And by the way, we're just sort of speculating on the Everson Griffin thing, right? That he's been in Hunter's ear.
Yeah.
Has anyone actually named him, or we're just it's our speculation?
No, but I mean, it's such solid speculation that I think it's safe to go with it.
Yeah, it's educated speculation.
Write it down. You like writing.
Turning fiction
down.
Into truth, Mackie and Judd.
All right, Declan, your second prediction, sir.
All right, second prediction here. This came from Pro Football Focus. They've been doing position rankings throughout the last week or so, and they had the Vikings offensive line 26th heading in to the 2021 season. Well, screw that. I'm going to say the Vikings offensive line will rank in the top 15 by Pro Football Focus by the end of the season.
That's cool.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Did you say top 15?
Top 15.
Holy
that would be a miracle. If that happens, the only question is, what is the parade route in mid-February?
Right.
What is the parade route? Not asking for the number one offensive line here, folks. Just a top half of the league unit that doesn't get the quarterback trucked every other play.
Right down Washington Avenue in Minneapolis. I can see it now.
Write that down. Yep.
None. Are you kidding, dude? 94 would be shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going. I mean, they'll use Washington.
94.
But,
yeah.
We're going to the Capitol. We're going to Duluth.
Oh, my God.
Duluth seems a little aggressive.
Oh, that's a little aggressive. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Bring it up north.
Exactly. Bring it up north, baby.
Yeah, where are you up north right now, John?
I'm from Monoman, and it's like 35 miles north of Detroit Lakes where Adam Thielen grew up.
Okay.
So.
There you go. Yeah,
cool, man.
Way up there, man.
Yeah.
My second prediction here is a Packers prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
After seeing some of these Jordan Love practice reports, after just hearing from Devontae Adams clearly being upset in the same vein as Aaron Rodgers, it really feels like the wheels are coming off the cart here for Green Bay. And if anyone thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to go back and just put his tail between his legs, this man cut his family off at the knees a decade ago. He does not speak to his mom, dad, or siblings. He is that callous and cold. He is a sociopath who's here to throw touchdown passes, but not for you, Green Bay. The Packers will finish, write this down, with 7 wins or fewer this upcoming season. 7 wins or fewer.
Lower.
Well, listen, 7-10 is a bad record.
7-10. Don't forget, Declan. It's 7-10.
7-10. I thought you were going to be a little more outlandish. I thought you were going to go maybe 4.
Well, I mean, they still have a decent roster. They're not just. I mean, they're not going to be the
Packers will have -5 wins this year.
That's what Dex wants.
Yeah.
Write that down.
All right, John, your third and final prediction.
All right, so this is hopefully end of the year touchdown. So by the end of the 2021-2022 season, Danielle Hunter will have at least 10 sacks. Harry the Hitman will have at least 4 interceptions. And the Minnesota Vikings will make it to the NFC Championship.
Wow.
Look at these touchdowns.
Now that's a 99-yard gust for Roddenberry.
It is. And what I like about this prediction is he didn't specify a team for Danielle Hunter. So if Hunter gets traded to the Raiders – and the Vikings still do all these things, he still gets credit for this prediction.
Let's go. I've been listening.
Yeah, that's good.
John, great job on your predictions here. Since you have this life-changing platform here, this pinnacle moment of your life, is there anyone you'd like to thank that brought you to Purple Daily today?
Just you guys. You know, my old lady, she thought it was kind of funny that I've been waiting for this for like the last month since text send me the email. So just you guys and Skull Vikes, I guess.
Right on, man. Thanks, John, man. Great work up north. We'll talk to you. Yep. We'll get you on again sometime, right?
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
All right, there he is.
Write that down.
Stop, man. There.
Touchdown throws there.
Love it. All right, Judd, your third prediction.
Speaking of potential touchdowns, I've looked into my crystal Vikings ball. It's very purple and it's got a lot of thoughts. And I saw this one.
There's medication for that.
Yeah, there is.
No, I said it's purple balls. I didn't say something else. And I saw this. Clint Kubiak will not be the Vikings offensive coordinator after the 2021 season.
Okay.
So this will be Clint Kubiak's one season as the OC.
And off the record, do you think that's because he'll do such an amazing job?
I don't know. See, the purple ball didn't tell me that. But, I mean, it could be that he does a great job and gets a head coaching job like Stefanski did. It could be that Zim gets blown out and Clint goes with him, because I'm pretty sure their next coach is going to be an offensive-minded guy who's probably going to want to call plays himself and bring his own people in.
Yeah.
I didn't see – the purple ball didn't tell me that. I just had the premonition that's going to be a one-and-done type of deal.
Okay.
So, write that down.
Football. I thought you were going to be a little football whisperer there, but it sounds like you're not quite seeing it as clearly. That's okay.
No, not yet. If it crystallizes, I'll tell you and write that down at some point.
Yeah, all right. Of course.
All right, Declan, your third and final prediction.
All right, after Mackey's 7 wins or less fewer prediction on the Packers, and since I was doubted a Packers fan last year, and I'll be honest, I was rooting for Aaron Rodgers up until the buffoonery that happened where you kicked a field goal down one possession, but you know I don't want to keep rehashing that point. I'll say, though, the Packers will win 3 games or less in 2021.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I mean, they still have a roster.
What are you doing? What's going on?
That's okay.
So 3-14?
Yeah, they're going to be bad. I'm just going to go 3-3.
Well, yeah, they might be bad, but that would be...
I mean, worst case, this comes off my check down Charlie. Best case scenario, I get a touchdown out of it. So I'm cool with it.
I feel like
I'm
you
cool
overcorrected, Dex.
No, I did not
like
overcorrect.
No, 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 no. I feel no, like you went no. like you just went off the cliff.
Nope.
I'll show you. I'll gun this car right
this
off.
This is
the cliff.
4th and 26. Okay.
You know what?
I'm gonna. All right.
Here we go. All right. Since we're doing this Packers thing, all right, we're all kind of feeling the same vibe here. I'm gonna give you what I think is a long touchdown pass because it's kind of a parlay.
Okay.
Write this down. In week 1. At New Orleans, Blake Bortles will throw at least 3 interceptions for the Green Bay Packers. Blake Bortles specifically. So I'm telling you.
So you're going to starter.
The parlay, if you break it down, is Aaron Rodgers will not be playing. Jordan Love will not win the starting job. Blake Bortles, by default, will be the starting quarterback, and he will be awful in week 1.
Oh, my God.
Actually, can I tweak this and say Blake Bortles will be responsible for at least 3 turnovers in week 1?
That's your prediction, yeah.
Okay, we'll be responsible for at least 3 turnovers in week 1 against New Orleans. Write it down for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
they are about to feel it's like for the first time in 30 years to have a huge shoulder shrug at quarterback, and it's going to be delightful.
And nobody should have any sympathy for them whatsoever.
I do not.
The fact that they transitioned from Favre to, you know, Aaron is ridiculous. Like, you should, like, and plus the guy dropped to him at 24. Is that right? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers dropped to him at 24.
Something like that. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
So those are your write that down predictions here. We do this on Purple Daily and on Mackey and Judd every single Wednesday. And again, if you want to be part of the action as a guest listener predictor, go grab that Score North app. It's free to download, and you can send us a message through the feedback tab on the Score North app. And I think we just launched this last week, and so we might still be working on a couple things with that feedback tab, but send us a note. We'd like to test it out too, And just include some contact information in there so we can get back at you as well.
Enjoy a weed-free summer at the lake, courtesy of Aquaside. One easy application of Aquaside pellets can eliminate weeds and lake muck.
Ew!
Aquaside has been trusted by hundreds of thousands of lake homeowners since 1960. Neglecting aquatic weeds can hamper recreational activities like swimming and boating. Lake weeds can also provide breeding habitats for insects. Make your lakeshore beautiful this summer with Aquaside. Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
So, hey, boys, Declan brought up that Pro Football Focus ranking of offensive lines. So they've been ranking all the different positional units. And the offensive line, okay, I think we've all been sitting here saying you got to do something this offseason. Well, they spent a first-round pick, and then they got Wyatt Davis, who was graded – a lot of the consensus big boards had him, you know, late first, second, sort of early second, and the Vikings get him in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian O'Neill has emerged into a really good right tackle. So, like, we look at the offensive line and say, on paper, boy, this thing could be formidable. Maybe not the best in the NFL, but formidable. And PFF still has them 26th out of 32 teams going into the year. I just want to read a couple snippets from this and get your guys' thoughts. Have we overrated or over-projected the improvements that they've made through the draft here? And PFF says there are some big changes this offseason, starting with Christian Darrisaw, brings great power to the run game, moves well enough to succeed in Minnesota's zone-heavy attack. They talk about Brian O'Neill. Garrett Bradbury is a prime example of interior offensive line issues for the Vikings. They've been far better in the run game, but ranked second to last in pass blocking grade, Bradbury among centers in his two NFL seasons. And the line at the end here is the Vikings offensive line has a new look, and the unit's ability to move up the rankings may be dependent on two rookies and one second year player in Ezra Cleveland. So they're saying, all right, you got some new young blood here, but you're still 26th out of 32nd. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's completely fair, because all that we've said is we're glad that they addressed the positions that they needed to address, and hope to God Dakota Dozier does not have to start for your team in 2021, right?
Yeah, that's
our point. But from a national perspective and trying to rank the lines, I wouldn't shoot the Vikings up high until we begin to, as they point out, see what they've done. And can Darrisaw, because, I mean, that's still a big job. Can he step in day one and become a successful left tackle immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. It's still a good move. It's still a good pick. But I think the assessment right now is completely fair. Now, let me say this. I also think that for this team to have the success that it probably needs to have this coming season, that ranking needs to end up probably in the top 15 or so, yeah, like around 15, which would be a dramatic improvement and which would be huge. But I think it's fair right now from a national perspective to give the Vikings the offensive line ranking that they did. And for us also to say, as people who have suffered through watching this line pass protect it, which it's been brutal, it looks like they've at least taken steps to do the right things.
Yeah, it's actually Realistic Randy and I were talking about this on the episode that dropped this morning, that they've done a better job of devoting, whether it's free agent resources or just draft capital that's higher up on offensive linemen. You and I did a research thing sometime like 3 or 4 years ago, before the Bradbury pick. It might have been after the Khalil pick or somewhere in there, where they went like a 10-year stretch between the mid-2000s and like all the way through the Khalil pick, where they only used, I want to say, 3 first, second, or third round, yes, picks on offensive linemen.
Yes.
And it was like Matt Khalil, Ryan Cook, that yep, center from New Mexico,
which was a Childress pick.
Yeah. Basically. And then who was the right tackle in like 08 or 09? Marcus Johnson. Marcus Johnson.
Okay.
Was a second round pick.
Yeah, that was the Troy Williams draft, I think.
Okay, maybe it's 05.
Yeah.
But they just weren't drafting linemen in the first, and then they wondered, right, well, but they also had McKinney and they signed Steve Hutchinson and they had John Sullivan panned out, so they had some guys.
Yes.
And lately, they've been spending capital. Brian O'Neill was a second-round pick. Ezra Cleveland was a second-round pick. Garrett Bradbury, first-round pick. Darrisaw, first-round pick. And so you would think by putting – now, you're not going to hit on all of them, but you would think that you're going to hit on some of these guys and have a nice nucleus. Like, ideally, Garrett Bradbury gets better now, and Ezra Cleveland is solidified. And Darrisaw, and now you've got a bunch of dudes in their mid-20s that are all going to need to get paid at some point. But if they can all grow together for the next 5 or 6 years – you might have some, dare I say, stability along the offensive line if some of these guys work out, instead of revolving doors at the guard positions and the tackle positions.
And the guard positions are the ones that have driven me absolutely crazy, because the guard position has evolved and changed. And the interior rush the teams get now, your guards have to be good. Like, they can't be like, it's the equivalent in baseball, bullpens, right? Like, he used to be failed starter. Oh, that's cool. We'll throw him in, and he can get, you know, face 4 or 5 guys and get outs. But man, you know, that's great. And then it's like, oh no, we actually need guys who can throw hard, who are effective, who aren't failed at what they did previously. And so the thing that I never got about this, though, is for all of Childress's faults, one of the first moves that he made in 2006, and I've talked about this before, was they went out and signed Hutchinson to a 7-year, $49 million poison-pilled contract. And he was a left guard. And so it's like, yeah, it's a guard. Why are you doing that? And the reason is Steve immediately elevated everyone from Burke, McKinney. And I would have thought that Rick, who saw Steve play for how long, would have eventually said, you know what, that was a really good idea. Like that's where some of your capital has to go. Yeah. And instead they piecemealed it, and, you know, down to it is inexcusable that Dakota Dozier started an entire year for your team with what you are paying like a franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. It is inexcusable. So at least I like the moves now, and I like the commitment to build a line. And I also like the fact that it sounds like Zim got involved in this as well, that we are now going to see an offensive line that, yes, can zone run block. It knows the zone system, but it's not a bunch of, hey, that guy's sort of small and he moves quick, right? Like, you're getting some bulk back, because to pass protect, you need bulk. So I do think that these guys are football on the right path. Well, you do. You need some fat guys that can bleep and block. I hate this. Yeah, that guy can pull and look at him get around the corner. It's like, but he just got
football.
He just got blasted by like a 3 technique into tomorrow.
I mean, it's the whole package of how he plays the game. Like, his hands are just hands. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Quick hit.
1-2.
We need Baldy. We need Baldy in here to be the Vikings offensive line coach.
We got to get Baldy on.
We do.
Yeah, we got to get Baldy on.
Dex, you got some connections at NFL Network.
Yeah.
Can we get Baldy on here just to talk about football?
And he can just talk.
Yeah, dude. Just
And we
just,
can grab sound bites.
Yes, I'm here for it.
Right. And I'm serious about this.
All day.
I'm not joking.
Brian
I want
Baldinger doesn't just like football. He loves football.
You know, centers are a hell of a lot of fun. They know how to party. Like, this is a party. Taking a Pro Bowl nose tackle and drilling him into the ground so that he can taste the grass seed at Lambeau Field.
Football!
Yeah! Football, yeah! Football! Football!
Get some!
Unreal.
Oh,
love me some Baldy, man. Love me some Baldy. All right, boys. That's a wrap on today's episode of Purple Daily.
1-2. 1-2. 1-2.
Quick jab. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. The Score North app and scorenorth.com are the two best hubs for everything we do at Score North. And if you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to click the subscribe button and the bell notification button so we can deliver you, just hand deliver you on a football platter, daily football content. All right. See you guys tomorrow.